Hey everybody, we're here to talk about Barking Legs again. My friend Bruce Kaplan is here, and as it says in a note that I think he sent out to everybody who's on their mailing list, early March will bring a bevy of fantastic shows.
Those words are music to my ears, Richard. It's funny the way these things work, because oftentimes there's a show that's scheduled well in advance, and then things come up that are too good to pass on, but they come up much later in the game. And so they at times cluster in somewhat inconvenient ways for the person scheduling the shows at the theater. But that's what keeps us going. We don't have the funds to work like a series and say, okay, we've got X number of dollars, we will try to book so-and-so for this date. It just doesn't work that way.
How does it work? How do you do it?
Virtually everything that gets booked musically at Barking Legs comes from inquiries from the artist or the representative. And because
so they call you, they say, Bruce, we want to come and play at Barking Legs.
Yeah.
This is the day we'd like to come.
Yeah, usually because we're small, we're what in the field is termed a rooting gig.
Gotcha. They squeeze you between two bigger gigs.
Exactly. We're conveniently placed in Chattanooga. Mm. Is ideal for that.
Yes.
Think about it.
As somebody said one time, if you're going to Birmingham, to Nashville, or to Atlanta, or up to North Carolina, odds are you're going to come very close to Chattanooga or through Chattanooga.
We're like the spoke of the musical wheel.
<We are. laughs> So it was just waiting for the hub. It was just waiting for somebody to say, let's put a venue here where people who are coming through and might like to stop can play on an off night, too, because oftentimes it's a weeknight, which is what they consider off nights, isn't it?
Since right, and we get a fair number of weekends because I think, A, sometimes it works out that way, and B, a lot of these people now have the idea that we can bring in some people and we tend to make deals with the artists that are artist-friendly.
And I think to 25 years of doing what you do has something to do with it, too.
I think a little.
Ben Freiberg's coming back.
Yeah. Our Wednesday Jazz is now entering year 5, which I had to look back at the records to believe that because I thought we were entering year 4. But today is February
11th.
Believe it or not, Richard, is the exact anniversary.
Really?
This by calendar year, this starts year 5 of Jazz in the Lounge, our Wednesday series, which occurs virtually every week. And Ben was one of our early pillars, and he has continued with a fantastic trio. Probably, most people listening probably don't know it, but Ben became a father a year or so ago, and that got him to pull back some on some of his playing out, as it quite certainly should. So we're delighted to have him back, and he plays now as he did previously in the company of two of our best musicians, Jim Crumble on drums and David Schwab on bass. And Ben is a real listener and a real explorer on the guitar. He's a major fan of Kurt Rosenwinkel, who is sort of one of the pinnacle figures in contemporary jazz guitar. So I'm really excited to hear what Ben has to offer.
And that'll
be Wednesday from 7 to 9.
Ooh. You also have Ensemble Theater of Chattanooga bringing another play, Stephen Sondheim play?
Yep. The Ensemble Theater is starting their third season with us.
Oh, no, I know that they just, every night they think that you have offered them that space. They were, not to put too fine a point on it, somewhat peripatetic. They went from one venue to another. They never really had a home that was appropriate for what they were trying to do.
Well, I hope we're a good home for them, and they support us
I think they think it's absolutely a blessing to have the opportunities you've given.
They provide us with 2 weeks every 2 months of solid programming, high-quality theater, and that brings in revenue for us that is very helpful in booking other things. We always try to make their shows and have enjoyed them uniformly. And this play sounds like it'll be fairly provocative.
It's called Assassins.
Called Assassins, and it's a musical. They have a knack for bringing in musicals that don't sound like they'd be musicals.
Well, the cool thing about Barking Legs, as far as the ensemble goes, is that you don't have a traditional stage. So it's much easier for them to do what they are inclined to do anyway, which is to break that, what they call the fourth wall. So the audience and the performers are not really separated very much.
I think it's a very intimate environment, and you from, you know, as opposed to a place where you might set up folding chairs on a flat floor, every seat provides a really great view of the performance. Now, that holds for music too, but I think it's even more important for a theatrical presentation that you actually be able to see what's going on. And we don't have our own theater company, never have, for a number of reasons. It's mainly because it's not what we do. Ann Law does dance, and I do music. Neither of us is a theater person, but we do think it's a great space to host theater, and we're very happy to have Ensemble Theater using us to host their season.
As and you said, have a history of presenting theater too, don't you? Going way back, you presented theater.
In our early years, we did a lot more theatrical stuff. That was largely under Anne's direction. And I don't want to break too much big news in one evening, but we're working on a new season that will go back to some of those roots and have more theatrical presentations from Barking Legs. But you'll hear much more about that. But that's very much in the works.
No doubt. You also have saxophonist Larry Oakes coming.
Wow. Larry Oakes is an amazing guy. He's, I think, maybe 72 or 3, and he still tours like a young punk rocker. The guy is full of energy. He's a phenomenal player. He was one of the founding members of the Rova Saxophone Quartet. And we've hosted Rova on two occasions, the first going way back and being a production of the Shaking Ray Levi Society with Bob Stagner and Dennis Palmer, and then more recently, co-production with Shaking Ray Levi's. But Larry is now most exposed in this area because of the group he brought together with Nels Klein and Gerald Cleaver presented last year. And Nels Klein, being the amazing lead guitar player for Wilco, brought a whole new level of visibility to Larry Oakes. Those shows were packed, and I'm hopeful that people who may have come as Nels Klein fans left also as Larry Oakes and Gerald Cleaver fans, because it was very much this was not the Nels Klein show. This was a totally cooperative trio, and they tore the place to shreds. So Larry Oakes will be back, this time with a group he calls the Fictive Five. And it's based on a band that was trailblazing in New York City in the early to mid-60s called the New York Contemporary Five that featured Archie Shepp on saxophone and Don Cherry on trumpet. And the music is, as with everything Larry does, it's far from literally the music of New York Contemporary Five, but is very much inspired by them and in their spirit. They've gotten phenomenal reviews everywhere they've played. Believe it or not, they're playing, I believe, two East Coast gigs prior to a European tour, and we're one of those two.
Well, congratulations. But again, as I said before, you know, that comes back to the relationship that you developed with so many musicians.
Well, in this case, that's clearly true, because Larry has enjoyed playing for us, and he trusts that we'll do our best to spread the word and get an audience. And he knows that Barking Legs is a nice place to present his music.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be great. And that's, I believe, March 5th, a Thursday night. Tickets just went on sale for that show this afternoon.
You also have, talking about people with whom you have a long relationship, Greg Tardy, the saxophonist, with his quintet, and you can put them in, they've been playing in the lounge, but you can put them in the body of the theater.
Oh, yeah, this will be in the main theater. It happened that the only night he could make it, and that's because he has a phenomenal pianist joining him from New York City, is Wednesday night. So I will take some heat for doing so, but I had to displace Wednesday Night Jazz for one night to accommodate Greg Tardy and his quartet that will be a theater show. It'll be reasonably priced, but alas, not $5. But I think that anyone who comes who has an interest in contemporary jazz, and it's not out there jazz, it's solidly in the jazz tradition.
And this is a young pianist, Tabor Gabel?
Yeah, and if I'm remembering correctly, I'll learn more about him as we approach the show, but in our quick conversation, I believe Greg said that he is from the Knoxville area, though his education was in the Northeast, and he lives in New York City. He's prominently featured at one of the top contemporary jazz clubs, which is Smalls in Greenwich Village, which is a real working jazz club. It's not a glamour jazz club, but it's got great musicians and is packed with listeners. The one time I was able to go there, I couldn't get in. And it wasn't because it was, you know, the biggest name, but it was because everybody knows that if you play there, you are solid, solid, solid.
Oh, that's so cool. The Barking Legs is going in that direction. You also have Pierre Bensouzard coming back.
And that is probably the coup de grace of the three shows, in the sense that Pierre Bensouzard is really one of the world's great guitar players. Not that Larry Oakes and Greg Tardy are less skilled on their instruments, but Pierre has created a whole genre of music almost as a fingerstyle guitar player. He is the king of the dadgad open tuning, and that's a way of tuning the guitar that creates an extremely rich and resonant sound. And we've had Pierre Bensouzard twice, but it's been several years since we were able to get him back. We started getting calls about his show like 2 months before we had tickets on sale. But tickets for all three of those shows went on sale today, so hopefully people will start to grab them up. Pierre performs solo, he plays guitar, he sings, he is a consummate performer, entertainer, and to top it off, we have the, not the Vegematic, we have the Pierre Bensouzard official CD release event being at Barking Legs. It happens that that day, which is actually Friday, March 13th, is the very day when his CD will be formally released to the public. And because of that, we have for you Pierre Bensouzard hosting a gathering after the performance and providing refreshments, which I suspect will be wine and some finger food, and doing a meet and greet with anyone who cares to hang and hobnob with really one of the world's revered and top musicians in history.
He's a sweet man too. Very personable.
He's
very easy to talk to.
I think the last time I was here, I took him out to Taiyasan for lunch, and it was a delight. And one of those guys just spending time with is a real treat.
So I guess it was the end of the week before last that you staged your tribute, your memorial for Chef Neville.
It was a great evening in so many regards.
The band that we featured last week, Fresh Mind, was one of the bands that played there. I thought they were great. They're from Atlanta, right?
No, Fresh Mind is actually a Chattanooga band.
Oh, they are?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
So you ought to get them in here, Richard.
Yeah.
They
well, I'd like to get them in the library, is what I'd like to do.
They would be perfect for that.
Yeah.
And they were the openers. They did a great set, reggae-based, but sort of more wide-ranging than that.
Yeah, I like the theatricality of it.
Yeah, the crowd loved them, and the place was packed for Neville, really packed. And they were followed by the Atlanta Act, which was the Fourth Ward Afro-Klezmer Orchestra. And we had had them a couple of times, but not for many years. And they're led by a trumpeter named Roger Russo. They play, and they bring elements of klezmer music. It is wound up to the nth degree. There's jazz in there. There's aggressive rock style things going on, and they were unbelievable. And I hope that the live recording conveys how good they were. my immediate reaction when it was over, they both, Fresh Mind and Afro Klezmer, played this gig for no fee. Everybody involved did it for no fee, and the funds went to a scholarship that Neville's family is setting up for budding culinary arts students. But here these guys, and they're, gosh, what were there? Six of them drove from Atlanta, played for free, went back the same night, and my immediate reaction when it was over was, we got to get you guys back and pay you. And we will do it, because A, they're fantastic, and B, they deserve it. Fantastic human beings as well.
Well, let's listen to it. This is the Fourth Ward Afro Klezmer Orchestra. The Fourth Ward Afro Klezmer Orchestra.
Thank you, Richard.
Live in Barking Lakes. Thanks, Bruce.
Always a pleasure.
It helps. So, this is called the Yemenite Tons. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Can I get more? Can we get more tuba? It's sousaphone in the monitor.
Please. In the monitor, yeah, please. And maybe, I don't know, I was kind of curious, but a little more conga. Can you hear everything out there all right?
Oh, yeah.
Right on.
Awesome.
So that was an arrangement by Mr. Jeff Crompton called Yemenite Tants, Yemenite Dance. This next one is something I've done. It's sort of a tribute to Fela and Fela, Fela Akukum. I can't say his name, Kuti, and I messed that up, sorry. And Charles Mingus, it's called Greater Lagos Wednesday Night Talmud Meeting.
And thank you for getting it, Jeff. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you all so very much. You're all too kind. This next one, something you might all be related to, is something called Kosher Gumbo is the name of the tune. That's kind of a joke. Jeff Crompton wrote this one because, you know, shrimp and all that. But, man, it's so good.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was called Kosher Gumbo. You want to do your session? Yeah. So, huh? Yeah. So that was called Kosher Gumbo. This next one, this is called Oseh Shalom. Thank you all very much for coming. It's called Oseh Shalom. It is it's a prayer for peace. Sort of like the Lord's Prayer, yet in Hebrew. That was called Dolgoharo. That's Long Dance. These are all dance tunes. Feel free to dance. Oh, no, you know, yeah, do Oi for us, then we'll do Oi Tate.
Oh, yeah.
And wind up with that. Okay. So, you all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of air.
Takes a lot of air.
Takes a lot of air.
And chops. So this was, what did I say, Upa Rasta? This is called Upa Rasta. It's non-plussed. I'm sorry, the comedy routine behind me, I'm just getting distracted. It's pretty funny. I'm glad you can't hear it. This is called Upa Rasta. It's from a quote from Genesis. It's something about go forth and multiply. I didn't write it. Someone else wrote that.
Thank you.
So we got one more for you for this evening. Thank you all very much. We are the Fourth Ward Afro-Klezmer Orchestra from Atlanta, Georgia. And you normally have even a few more of us up here, actually, but to introduce the band, we have John Arthur on percussion, Mukunga, Scott Box on alto saxophone, Bill Nittler on baritone saxophone and clarinet, Noah Cass on drums, Bill Pritchard on sousaphone, Gokul Barasim on Gokul Barasim on guitar. I'll mess up the man's name. My name's Roger Russo. We're the Fourth Ward Afro-Klezmer Orchestra. This one is called, what do you say, Oitate? This is called Oitate Fern Mir Su Joburg. It's Yiddish. It means, translates poorly to, oh, daddy, take me to Johannesburg. You got the melody. Okay, I'll play it. That means now they told me something different. I look at the music. So anyway. Ready? you all very much. Thank you all. Thank you, Chef.
Thank you.
For granddad, good enough for me. The way it was, that's the way it's got to be. Told me all about the good times that he had, even when the times were sad. Was good enough for granddad. Been to all kinds of places, been to every old foreign land. Ain't a man alive, shuck and jive, better than granddad can. All the good times that he had, they were good enough for granddad. They're good enough for